Heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
$1 million poured into Kentucky and South Carolina to try to get Mitch McConnell out as leader of the Senate and to try to get Lindsey Graham out of the Judiciary Committee chair, since that runs all the Supreme Court nomination hearings.
And also investigations into, you know, wrongdoings.
$200 million spent and didn't even come close in either race. And the polling was very wrong, which is what I'm going to get into here. But there are still, well, is it now five states too close to call? Because they called it for Maine.
Yeah, Maine.
Maine has gone to Biden, and he picks up three more.
Well, and Trump gets one. I heard that at like 7 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
And they just called it on, somebody did. Associated Press or somebody.
I'm going to call the winner of the Civil War. It's the Union.
Anyway, so Biden is up 238 to 213. Oh, that reminds me. So I was watching this last night and texting with some people that are new to politics. This is the first time they'd ever gotten into it.
How charming.
Watched. You know, and cool. But it was a lot like if you watch the Super Bowl and you got people at your party who aren't into football. It was very similar because there was a lot of, you know, watching the delegate count go up or the percentages on the states and all that sort of stuff and just having no understanding of how, you know, most of that is meaningless.
Right.
With 28% reporting, anybody being up by whatever doesn't mean a freaking thing. It's not even an indication of anything.
Or my wife was mystified by Trump is ahead in the state, but they just called it for Biden. But as I pointed out, we grew up in Illinois. I said, they know that Trump needs to be leading by 30 if Chicago is the only place that still needs to be counted.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's pretty reliable.
So anyway, that's kind of interesting. But the polling was quite wrong. And so the question is it the death of polling? Guy Benson, who's a pundit I like, although he's got a talk radio show, so he has to be an enemy of mine.
Boring.
He's pointing out some of the real swings and misses. Did you follow this headline? If you follow Never Trump Media, you certainly got it. Biden up by 17 in Wisconsin, according to Washington Post ABC poll over the weekend. Biden up 17 in Wisconsin.
It's a clear win.
It's
the Badger State goes for Joe Biden.
It's currently separated by thousands of votes, and they're still counting. Just thousands out of millions cast. So it's absolutely amazing. How can you be off that much? And why are you even in the business if you miss by 17 points 2 days before the election? You can't be in the business.
No.
Like Tucker Carlson said, go hang drywall or, you know, whatever. Get a good honest job. But don't be a pollster anymore. You're bad at it.
Yeah, go give neck rubs to the poor. Something good for society.
Guy Benson tweets, sorry to beat a dead horse, but Quinnipiac face-planted badly in 2018, yet pundits continued to salivate over their BS again this year. He actually spells it out. Here's some lowlights for the Quinnipiac poll, which I will, you know, plead guilty to quoting many times myself.
Yeah. Send your sarcastic emails to mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com.
Oh, recently they had Biden, yesterday, they had Biden up by 11 nationally.
How'd that go?
They had Biden by 5 in Florida yesterday. They had Biden by 4 in Ohio. They missed by 12 points. They had Trump by 1 in Iowa. They were off by 7 points. I mean, if you miss Florida by 12 points the day before the election, you got to get out of the business. You don't know how to do this, which is fine. Maybe it's a science that can't be done, like we were talking about. Maybe it's like reading lumps on your head.
Well, right.
It's not a real science.
Yeah, they don't need to get out of the business. The business needs to get out of them. It's not a business. It's alchemy.
But
it's astrology, for the love of God.
But if you miss by 12, you got to admit, you don't actually know any more than somebody guessing.
Mercury. Have you considered being good at your jobs?
Mercury has moved into retrograde, therefore Joe Biden will win Ohio by 4.
Their final poll had Graham clinging to a lead. He was up by 13 at latest count. The Real Clear Politics average. Okay, well, you average all the polls. That's going to get you closer to right.
It's better.
They had not one single poll at RCP, the Real Clear Politics average, had Collins ahead all year. Not one poll.
So
she's going to win today.
Yeah.
And she's going to win today. Not one poll had her leading, and she won. So what's the point?
Wow.
She's up 8, by the way. She's going to win comfortably.
Oh.
They didn't have her ahead by one poll the entire year. She's up by 8.
It's over.
You just got to quit.
Yes.
Just quit doing your job.
You dumb bastards.
And certainly, talk radio shows ought to steer clear of polls.
Probably.
Let's deal with ideas. Let's deal with policies. Not the horse race. Although I actually like horse racing, I don't like the horse race of politics.
Mm.
What? How about the popular vote? Everybody's fixated on that.
Currently, it's 50.1 Biden, 50.1 to 48.2 for Trump. But that's with 6 states hanging out there. A lot of people. So I don't know what it's going to end up being. But, well, okay, if you called it there, what is it, 3? That's 3 points almost exactly. That's certainly not 11 or 8.
That reminds me, Michigan, where it appears the president is down 0.7%, weren't there a bunch of votes for the Libertarian or something like that?
Yeah, enough to make the difference. A lot of people in Michigan went for Joe Jorgensen. Is that the guy's name?
It's a woman. She
has
ovaries, yes. I think we've discussed this.
Well, you can't have a woman be president. What are you trying to...
Oh, boy.
That's never happened.
She is the Libertarian Party candidate. Fascinating gal.
If past is going to be any indication of the future, you have 0% chance of being president as a woman. So
it's like they're ignoring history.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like saying a hockey team is going to win the Super Bowl is what it's doing. Has an NHL team ever won the Super Bowl?
No.
No.
No. No, I don't think
so. Same sort of logic.
What? Joe Jorgensen of the Libertarian Party, again, a ovaried human, got 1.1% of the vote. Who did she take from? Probably Trump.
Probably Trump.
Because I'm picturing, I know these people, I am these people. I am wearing a State of Jefferson t-shirt right now. Which is a fanciful but sincere libertarian effort to break California and Oregon into a couple of different states. Anyway.
I am wearing a Metallica t-shirt.
Anyway, so she won 1.1% of the vote, 57,000 votes, way more than necessary to have gotten Trump over.
That's interesting.
It reminds me of the Green Party in the Hildebeest, which is really, I shouldn't even use that term.
Or Ralph Nader in 2000, which might have been the difference between Gore and Bush. Yeah,
maybe. The oft-debated Ross Perot effect way back in the day.
Trump gets all those Joe Jorgensen votes, whether it be a man or a woman, and and he wins.
Yeah, the separation right now, Jack, is almost exactly 30,000 votes.
Wow, and Joe Jorgensen got 50?
In Michigan, and Joe Jorgensen got 57,
wow,
almost
so
58.
Easily.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Wow. You know, for want of a nail, the shoe was lost.
What?
Does everybody know the rest of that?
Do I have to cross a bridge if I finish this riddle?
This, John? Because it's pretty good, actually.
No.
For the want of a nail, the shoe was lost. For the want of a shoe, the horse was lost. For the want of the horse... The general was lost. For the want of the general, the battle was lost. For the want of that battle, the war was lost.
What was the thing in the middle?
There's a bunch of stuff in the middle.
You mentioned a horse.
This is why, and military people know this, this is why they're so disciplined. So, for the want of Joe Jorgensen minding her own damn business, the country might be lost. And I vote libertarian.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Wow. What are you going to do?
How many of those libertarians were comfortable with Biden winning? That'd be the question.
Yeah, it's the whole question of, are you wasting your vote? You might turn it
the
other
way. Of course, you know, if they were looking at the polling that had Biden winning by 12 or 15 or whatever the hell, depending on what poll, they probably thought, well, it doesn't make any difference. My vote doesn't matter.
Oh, my gosh. Great point.
There's where the polling
Trump
might make a difference.
Trump was going to lose by 10 anyway.
There's where the polling might make a difference. We're trying to figure out what would change if polling went away, which it should because it's not accurate. But if you didn't have the whole, well, my vote doesn't matter, so I might as well vote for third party.
A symbolic vote or, yeah. You know, I know which way the election's going in Cal Unicornia, so I'll throw my vote to the libertarians just to help out the idea of more liberty. But, yeah, I mean, how many camo-wearing, bearded would-be governor kidnappers are waking up this morning thinking, what? Oh, man.
Would-be governor kidnappers.
The twists of history.
So I don't know if we've mentioned this or not. We certainly might. Both men, Trump and Biden, have a path to 270 still.
Yes.
But Biden's is much easier than Trump's. Biden does not need to win Pennsylvania to become president. If he picks up, if Arizona did go to Biden, as some people have called, if he picks up Nevada, Michigan, and Wisconsin, he's president. He doesn't need Pennsylvania. And he's leading in all of those, and the theory is that counting now is only going to increase his lead.
I will point out that that theory is based on assumptions that remain to be seen whether they're going to be blown up, because so many assumptions have been blown up the last two presidential elections. It doesn't look good for Trump, but it ain't over yet.
He certainly didn't get spanked.
No, oh no, not even close.
And the Republicans almost certainly are going to hold the Senate, which is the biggest news to me. That is the biggest news. All of those crazy things you're worried about happening are not going to happen if the Republicans hold the Senate.
Correct. Yeah, it's enormous. It is history-changing news that the Republicans almost certainly have held the Senate. Yeah. And by almost certainly, there are six races that are not being called, and Politico has every single one of them. Probably a Republican victory.
There you go. That's the latest. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC. Oh, by the way, Kanye West did concede, but he has got his sights set on 2024. He got quite a few votes in a bunch of different states. How many did he get in any of these states that could go either way?
I don't think he was involved in those ones.
But he wasn't involved in the close states.
In California, he was on the ticket as a VP, yeah. He got 60,000 votes across 12 states.
That's not a bad turnout, more than I've ever gotten.
The biggest vote getting was Tennessee with about 10,000.
He tweeted after...
Tennessee.
Yeah, that's really good.
Not really.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, how would you like a free 22-karat American Gold Eagle coin? Yes, you heard that right. A free 1/10-ounce 22-karat American Gold Eagle coin in a special presentation box. There's a catch, of course. You have to take out a qualifying precious metals IRA or 401k rollover with Noble Gold. But if you've been thinking about keeping your savings and investments safe because you don't know what'll happen with the election, well, now's the time. Noble Gold has helped thousands of investors keep their retirement funds safe and sound. And they're the perfect match if you just want to talk about your options with no hard sell. There's a reason gold has been used for thousands of years. It works. When the going gets tough, the gold gets going. So go to NobleGoldInvestments.com and get this special coin offer. But don't wait. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Again, that's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
So now I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs, Jimmy, Coco, another Shar Pei, one pug who is Joe. I have stuck with the Dinovite for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years.
DinoVite.com.
People remark on really how well my dogs look, what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, yep, they get a regular diet of Dynavite with every meal.
Dynavite is nutrition.
All I have to do is say dog food. It's a pandemonium. They can be half asleep, and they're up and thrilled.
She just looks that bowl squeaky clean.
You don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times. Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
People do ask how they get Dynavite. I tell them I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We're going to have a great night, and we're going to have, much more importantly, we're going to have a great 4 years. But I want to thank everybody. It's a tremendous group of people. Come on over here. This is the media. They're very nice. They treat us as well. Come on over. Kaylee, everybody, come on over. Young, attractive people that know politics, and someday some of the people in this room, I predict, some of them will be president, I hope.
That was Trump with some of the campaign workers yesterday when he, I'm sure, had internal polling that showed him what happened is that he had a serious shot at winning, despite the, you know, all the polling telling him he didn't. Nate Silver had it 90% to 10% to start the day.
That quickly went up to 30-something percent once Florida was pretty evident.
But he won Florida relatively easily.
Yeah.
So you got to wonder about all that polling. Now, Pennsylvania and a handful of other states are still hanging out there. And we don't know who's going to win. And it's...
this is breaking, but I'm not sure it's news. The Daily Mail and the Washington Examiner, which are rather different publications, are both reporting that Wisconsin has finished all the vote counting. They're completely done, and Biden leads by 20,000 votes.
God dang it. The presidency could hinge on 20,000 votes. That's amazing.
Yeah, depending on which way Nevada goes and, you know, Pennsylvania.
But... well, or Arizona. A number of people. Fox was the first to call Arizona, and some people have called it, and some people haven't. This is how it went last night.
Okay, time out. This is a big development.
Yeah.
The Fox News Decision Desk is calling Arizona for Joe Biden. That is a big get for the Biden campaign. But Biden picking up Arizona changes the math, and it is the first of the night that goes into the column of somebody else's bucket that they thought last time was going to hold on to Arizona.
That's a huge deal if Trump actually did win Arizona, but New York Times hasn't called it yet.
No, the AP has, but there was a great drama on the set of the Fox News coverage. They went back and forth, then they dragged the people in charge of the decision desk out and grilled them. What are you talking about?
Explain yourselves.
And I'm looking right now. Trump is down 3.5% with 16% remaining to be counted. There must be assumptions that those votes to be counted are heavily Democratic.
There's silver miners coming down from Superstition Mountain with the pallet full of ballots.
How big is the miner vote? Yeah, there are those who are saying, no, you got to wait on Arizona. Well, given the flimsiness of most of our assumptions these days, let's wait and see, I guess.
Sean, I know you looked at this, maybe everybody knows but me. If Trump didn't lose Arizona, does that whole Biden can just win Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan thing get blown up?
Arizona changed the math on where he no longer needed all three of Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. That is because he got Arizona. So without Arizona, he would have needed Pennsylvania, Wisconsin.
So if Arizona turns out it did go to Trump, then he does need Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania's back as the state.
Biden?
Biden.
Yeah.
Then Pennsylvania goes back to being the state that's going to decide this, possibly, which would be a nightmare because that's just going to be endless litigation.
Pennsylvania, the way they count votes, the reputation of the city of Philadelphia and vote problems and fraud and the rest of it is terrible. So if it all hinges on Philadelphia or on PA, it's going to make Florida 2000 look like a trip to Florida to go to the beach.
Our worst case scenario is happening.
That's the great Jonathan Turley. So just to review, if indeed Arizona stays with Biden, as many news organizations think it will, Trump needs all three hockey states, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nevada, home of the Las Vegas Golden Knights, to even get it to Pennsylvania.
So Sean Davis, I think we've had him on before.
Those three would give him exactly 270.
So he wouldn't need Pennsylvania.
Correct. If he holds Arizona.
No, I said he lost Arizona.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. Then I will turn my mic off.
And we can't say he. Trump.
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
How much time have I got, Michael? Got time to get into this?
Show of hands among the audience. Are you more confused or less confused by the last 60 seconds? Yeah, that's what I thought.
But Arizona makes a big deal whether or not that actually did go to Biden. As has been called by Fox, of all places, and a few other locations.
Yeah, it's as close as can be, and that's 11 electoral votes.
Trump to be president has to win Pennsylvania, though, right? He doesn't have a path without Pennsylvania.
So it would seem.
Yeah, and which, oh boy.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hiring can be challenging. But ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter finds the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists.
And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
If you're curious about who may be out there but don't want to jump into anything right away, then take a fun step and just take a look at Our Time. Our Time is the number one dating site for singles over 50. It's easy to use and can help you find a partner to share in a new activity you've been wanting to try. Take a walk or just meet someone new. Check it out. Start for free today. Go to ourtime.com. That's ourtime.com. Start for free at ourtime.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the community fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
Pulse Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our Urgent Care Clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to us.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Did you know that every day in the state of California, 10,000 people turn 65 years old? Yep, 10,000 every day. And the resources needed to allow you or your senior parents to be happy and healthy during these special years can be complicated at best. So where do you begin to find the local resources you may need? ReadingSeniorSource.com. This is an online senior resource directory which will connect you with everything from Medicare supplemental insurance assistance, senior transportation, estate planning attorneys, home care agencies, assisted living communities, and hundreds more. This directory has been a labor of love created by me, Mary Ann Seifert, owner of Mary Ann Senior Placement Services. I have over two decades of experience assisting seniors in our community and saw a need for resources to be accessible by everyone. Just go to ReadingSeniorSource.com. That's ReadingSeniorSource.com.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Dreams of our viewers falling down, and you can hear liquor cabinets opening all across this great land. But
the first thing is, every Democrat just put the razor blades and the Ambien back in the medicine cabinet. We're going to be fine. We're going to be fine.
Well, this is it. Democrats in Washington are waking up to an abject disaster, and there's no other way to explain this.
Well, it's not quite the best case scenario if you're a Republican, but it's close.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty darn good. Yeah. I mean, Joe Biden ain't gonna be able to do jack squat.
Certainly not the radical stuff. No way.
No.
As usual, Van Jones made more sense than most on the liberal media.
There's a moral victory and there's a political victory. They're not the same thing. They wanted a moral victory tonight. We wanted to see a repudiation of this direction for the country. And the fact that it's this close, I think, it hurts. It just hurts. I think people got their hopes up looking at those polls. The political victory may yet come. Mm-hmm. But I just got to be honest tonight that I think people who, there were people who were hoping for a big repudiation, and that has not yet come. And a lot of people are hurt and scared tonight in Democratic Party.
Well, it ain't going to come either.
No.
It's too late.
Get out of your bubble now and again. You'd understand it a little better.
If Joe Biden ends up president at the end of today, maybe, because he won by 10,000 points spread across Wisconsin and Michigan, that's no repudiation of anything.
Yeah.
It's just you had slightly more voters than Donald Trump. And I mean slightly more.
For all the unanimity of the media and the flaws of Trump, and he may still win. It's a needle to thread, but if he loses, he barely lost. Now, it's conceivable Georgia goes the wrong way. I've been saying it's decided, but I forgot the overflowing toilet or the leaking valve or whatever is going on in that. Clip 71.
I'm standing in Fulton County. Fulton County includes a chunk of Atlanta. Downtown Atlanta is State Farm Arena where the Atlanta Hawks play. They are tabulating the absentee ballots of Fulton County, Georgia's most populous county. A water pipe has broken inside the arena. They had counted 86,000 absentee ballots. We don't know how many more they have yet to tabulate, but all the tabulation of those ballots has now stopped. We're told by election officials they may not finish tabulating those votes for a day or two.
Yeah, it's pretty convenient.
Why that tone of voice?
I don't know.
Sounds like a conspiracy to me. Well, we'll see. There are a lot of good lawyers looking into it, but that is also a Democratic, heavily Democratic area, DeKalb County or DeKalb, and the suburbs, Atlanta and the suburbs. So who knows?
So Biden has got to
finish count the votes.
So Biden's got to win Nevada to pull off that whole don't need Pennsylvania thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to get Nevada and Arizona, and we don't know either yet, but Nevada is currently, what is that, 0.6?
Six-tenths, yep.
0.6 with 86% counted. 0.6.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's just, you
less than 8,000 votes.
You wouldn't think an election could be this close, really. You wouldn't think it'd be possible for states being as varied as they are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yep. I've lived in a lot of these places. Wisconsin is a completely different lifestyle than Arizona or Florida or Nevada,
yep.
You're still just almost exactly 50-50.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I'm looking at Arizona. There's a certain amount of phoniness that you have to engage in politics. because of the nature of the electorate. And if Trump had just pretended like he respected John McCain, he'd have won Arizona, I think. You made the point that there's so many Arizonans, particularly older Arizonans, who are traditionalists, respect the military, respect a war hero, voted for McCain over and over again, who couldn't get past that whole, I prefer people who don't get captured and the rest of it.
I think it's that. I don't think it's the COVID thing that the media kept claiming. Old people are dying in greater numbers. And it's, I don't know. I just don't buy that. I could be wrong, but I don't reject it,
but I'll just say they're both a factor.
I'm looking forward to serious exit polls when they get some data on who actually voted, when they have a chance to drill into it. It'll be really interesting to see who went where for what reason. Well, we won't know for what reason, but because it would seem, I saw a headline, the real winner was the death of identity politics. That could be one of the headlines out of this, because there's a lot of numbers out there that say, hey, that whole all blacks are going to vote Democrat or all Hispanics are going to do this or that, that stuff's gone.
Right.
And that's great for America.
Trump the racist. How many times have you heard that?
Endlessly?
Yeah, endlessly. How many times have you heard the whole good people on both sides lie? Trump increased the vote among black people for Republicans, increased the vote among Hispanic people this time. And that's an incredibly hopeful sign. The Senate will be a bulwark against the crazy ideas of packing the court and new states and all the rest, ending the Electoral College, which would end the country. The identity politics thing, there's a lot of good news. Even if Biden wins, there's a lot of good news. And, you know, it's always impossible to tell. We've been doing this long enough to be a little humble about this. You can never tell what's a pendulum and what's just a golf ball rolling down a hill. It's going to keep going in the same direction. So, and sometimes you think one is one, and it turns out to be the other, and the pendulum stops swinging. Whoa, hey, hey-oh, it's going back the other way.
So Trump came out in the middle of the night last night, depending where you live, and said, we won. They're trying to steal it. Bastards. Some on the Fox News set even said, I don't think you ought to say that. But here's Biden's lawyer out today, Kyle Griffin, saying, Biden's lawyer Bob Bauer saying, we're winning the election, we've won the election, and we're going to defend that election. That's not as big a deal that your lawyer said it as the candidate at all, but, you know, if you're going to go with the, we're the grown-ups in the room, I think you should tamp that down.
Yeah, that just goes to show. Most outrage is manufactured and cheap. I don't think the president should have said it either the way he did, but, you know, we'll be fine. There is some phony stuff already flying around social media, not surprisingly. Fake statistics, just wild claims about this state had more votes than registered voters and all sorts of stuff.
Sure.
Don't worry. The Republicans have great lawyers. And if anything crazy happened, they'll get to the bottom of it.
So the non-racist Romney got 27% of the Hispanic vote. Then Trump got 28% of the Hispanic vote running on ending illegal immigration in 2016.
Yeah.
Then this time, after 4 years of clearly he's a racist, look at the kids in the cages. I mean, it's not even a question anymore. John Heilman on Morning Joe this morning said the guy is, I think he said, undisputed racist. It's a heck of a thing to say about the president. Anyway, he increased his Hispanic margin by 4 points to 32 this time around. How do you explain that, crowd?
Well, they're either liars or so ideologically bubbled they have no idea of reality.
Anyway.
We have so much great tape. What do we want to hear? I'm not sure it's going to come down to Pennsylvania, so some of that Turley stuff, which is fabulous about the situation we're in. You know what we ought to play again is 36, this Brett Baer and Tucker Carlson.
Is the polling industry dead?
You know, I really hope so. And I could name some of the people who should be fired immediately. And I think I will. I just need to calm down enough to get their names on paper. But clearly, look, the instinct of every, I mean, this is true in every industry because this is a function of human nature. But you cover for yourself and you think of an excuse, your children do it. Well, you know, there's a good reason I did. Okay. No, you screwed up and you have to acknowledge it in order to get better. But we in the media, I think, are particularly good at pretending that there's some reason that we misled our viewers or our readers. And we really should stop doing that because too much is at stake. And the first way to fix it is by holding the people who screwed up accountable, and that's just by firing them. And they can go to something useful like hang drywall or learn to paint or do something else. But they cannot keep discrediting the work of the rest of us by screwing up in the way that they have. I think that's a fair, that's a fair ask.
I sure would like to hear the explanation for how the polling got it as wrong as it did.
Which polls?
All of them.
Okay.
Because I've heard all the explanations for why it's right this time, and that the shy voter doesn't make sense. Well, it doesn't really, the shy Trump voter. I mean, because how would he underpoll, for instance, his numbers on the economy? So you're telling me there's a big chunk of people out there that will tell a poster, I think he's better with the economy, but I won't vote for him because they think something bad's going to happen to him? I just find that hard to believe. But something has to explain it.
Turnout used to be pretty predictable. Now it's extremely
That's
difficult
it. It's
to
just
predict.
The turnout
That's
thing.
It.
It's just
they
the, yeah.
need two placid, boring, just what we expected elections in a row before I will pay any attention to any polls.
That's exactly it. It's the turnout thing. The polls were exactly right yesterday. They were correct. If the number of people showed up to vote they thought were going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
But a whole bunch of people that had never voted before or usually don't vote came out. And you can't count those. It's impossible, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. And they ought to hang drywall.
Yeah.
Or something.
Perfectly honorable. Honorable.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not honorable to say Biden's up by, or Lindsey Graham's going to lose and he wins by 12.
I once tried to hang and finish drywall myself.
Uh-huh.
Went poorly.
Oh, really? That's too bad.
Very poorly.
Well, it's like lots of projects. After I do it once, then I can do it pretty well. But oftentimes, it's a project I'm only going to do once.
There's a lot like that in terms of handyman stuff. By the third time you do it, you're pretty dang good at it.
Yeah. I'll tell you one that's not, because a guy was in my house doing it over the weekend. Tiling. That's a skill. That's something you got to do like your life, your whole life, to be really good at it. You can't just do that once.
Extremely simple tile job is doable.
You could learn to hang drywall by this weekend. You couldn't learn to tile a bathroom by this weekend and make it look good.
You would be so stressed, you would be a weeping mess.
Yeah,
yeah it's
cool.
Harder than it looks.
The guy was doing over the weekend. I asked him, how long have you been doing this? He said, since I was 14 years old. I said, well, it looks like it. It's amazing.
That's nice. That's nice of you to say. I bet that made his day. You're okay. I don't know why our emailers hate you so much. It's a beautiful thing to do.
Polls show people hate me by 12 points. I'm upside down.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you don't know what to do when you get lost on a hike, Stuff You Should Know, an incomplete compendium of mostly interesting things, is here to help. And it also has an entire chapter on donuts. That's less useful if you're on a hike, but I mean, tell me that's not Stuff You Should Know. Stuff You Should Know, an incomplete compendium of mostly interesting things. Pre-order now at stuffyoushouldknow.com or wherever books are sold.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $1,799. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM and KCNR1460.com and AM 1460 are honoring our veterans this holiday season by offering Operation Holiday Salute 2020. During the months of November and December, we are offering a discounted advertising package including one live appearance during Free Fire Radio for businesses that support our veterans. And the best part is, a portion of that package price goes to support homeless veterans. Call KCNR today at 530-605-4565.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals would like to take this moment to thank our veterans for their service. Snow's has been in Redding since 1994 and is your complete celebration headquarters with their decorations and rentals, including tables and chairs, linens, centerpieces, and so much more. Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals at 3066 Crossroads Drive. Call 222-8606. That's 222-8606.
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
For the good of this nation, this is a very big moment. This is a major fraud in our nation. We want the law to be used in a proper manner. So we'll be going to the U.S. Supreme Court. We want all voting to stop. We don't want them to find any ballots at 4 o'clock in the morning and add them to the list. Okay? It's a very sad... It's a very sad moment. To me, this is a very sad moment. And we will win this. And we, as far as I'm concerned, we already have won it. So I just want to thank you.
I disagree with what he did tonight. There comes a point where you have to let the process play itself out before you judge it to have been flawed. And I think by prematurely doing this, if there is a flaw in it later, he has undercut his own credibility in calling attention to that flaw. So I think it's a bad strategic decision. It's a bad political decision. And it's not the kind of decision you would expect someone to make tonight who holds the position he holds.
Yeah, that's Chris Christie, who's actually a member of the Trump team. I mean, he was, that's how he ended up getting COVID. Remember, he was part of the whole debate prep team and that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't like Trump coming out in the middle of the night saying that the Supreme Court needs to get involved in that sort of stuff. Now, there are six states still up in the air. In Michigan, this is the latest from the Secretary of State there, there are tens of thousands of ballots that still need to be counted. So they're not done counting yet in Michigan. On the other hand, in Wisconsin, according to the New York Times, nearly all the votes have been counted, and Joe Biden holds a slim lead. So they might be announcing that today for Wisconsin. It was pointed out by a couple of different people, and Donald Trump retweeted this, that every time they do an update in, what state is that? I think that's Wisconsin. Every update that came out, every time that it would increase by however many votes, they all went to Biden. I suppose that's possible, but that seems odd.
Yes.
That, like, you know, okay, we had got an update. We counted 80,000 more votes or whatever it was, and they were all Biden votes. Anyway, I'm sure that will all be looked into. As Joe and I said earlier, I'm not particularly worried that something awful is going to happen. I think there are enough lawyers involved, enough media, enough cell phones around, enough everything. They'll figure out what's going on.
And the closer it is, the more scrutiny it'll get.
Yeah. Saw this from the LA Times. World watches, worries, and wags a finger as U.S. election count drags on.
Shut
How about
up.
You suck at foreign countries? How about we bomb you back to where the next time you vote is with rocks?
What?
No, that's not an olive branch.
Boy, get Chris Christie in here to talk to you.
You're right, that is not an olive branch.
No, well, it's an olive branch right in the eye.
Oh, give me a break with
used the turtle dove apiece and you jammed it down their throat.
Other than Iran, they're not doing that. But the L.A. Times saying the other countries are wagging their finger.
Oh, yeah, you
what?
Can
because,
shut up,
because
LA
it's
Times.
Taken us 15 hours to figure out who's president in a country of 300-some million people? What the hell?
And we're used to Trump saying crazy stuff. We're fine. Positive Sean mentioned during the commercial break that the Positive Sean portfolio is through the roof. I'm taking a look at the market, and this is, you know, for now. And most financial reporting is either stupid or... But as of right now, the Dow's up 2.5%. The Nasdaq's up 4.33%, which is skyrocketing.
The market hates uncertainty, Joe, and they have no idea who's going to be president.
The most important index probably is the S&P 500. That's up 3.2%. The most likely outcome is Biden wins. Nancy, the evil Pelosi, has a smaller majority in the House, but still a majority. But the Republicans easily hold the Senate, which means nothing insane is going to happen, and there will probably be a big, giant COVID stimulus thing out pretty quickly.
That's interesting you say that, because Ian Bremmer tweeted, without the Senate, President Biden is seriously hobbled.
Exactly.
In the middle of a pandemic when a lot of Americans really need help, very hard to see that help coming.
No, he's absolutely wrong.
No, there's going to be.
I love Ian, but he's wrong.
There's going to be a stimulus package. What it'll look like is the only thing that would be different.
God, I think it just gives both sides cover to open up the treasury and just throw money at things.
Guaranteed.
Here's your host, Joe Getty.
Hey, let's get a final thought from everybody to wrap things up. Michelangelo presses the buttons in the control room. Michael.
Yeah, all I can say is win or lose, Donald Trump will always be known as the politician that came in and made politics entertaining. I don't think he'll ever be forgotten.
No, not for a while.
Entertaining's one word. Positive Sean, a final thought for us?
I'll finish the show with a similar note to how I started it with a shout out to small victories of no political violence going down yesterday on Election Day. That was awesome. I was slightly worried about it. And shout out to everybody who just went out and voted. That was fantastic.
Will there be any riotings? I wonder.
I don't think
Probably
so.
Not.
That's my final thought. I think we had the perfect result to calm everybody down, where it's just kind of laid out slowly over time, chance to sleep on it, coming in little by little, chance to deal with the results, so that we all kind of can exhale and not get all worked up, as opposed to a big, giant, shocking news event, I think.
My final thought, and I'm not a guy prone to hyperbole, is that if last night had gone a little different way, and the Dems had gotten both houses and the presidency,
we'd all be speaking Chinese by now.
By now? I can barely speak English. I think it would have been historically disastrous for this country. That didn't happen. The ship of state sails on. Sanity can still prevail. Hang in there, my friends.
There can be a whole lot of nothing happening for a couple of years, which is fine, by the way.
Yeah, where do I sign up for that?
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people to thank, so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. A lot of great links there for you. You can email us, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. If you missed a single second of this fascinating program, you can download that segment via podcast later on today.
America Samoa has still not chosen a governor. We'll have the latest for you on that, among other things, on the next show. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That sucks.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
Our worst case scenario is happening.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.